With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. says the first round of nuclear talks with Iran were very positive and constructive. Both sides agreeing to meet again next Saturday. United States will exclude electronics like laptops and smartphones from the president's reciprocal tariffs. Mr. Trump's administration says it could help keep the prices down for popular consumer electronics that aren't usually made in the United States. Republicans investigating alleged collusion among Ivy League schools to raise tuition.
Republicans in the House and Senate have sent a letter to the presidents of eight prominent schools, raising concerns about alleged price fixing. Earlier this year, a lawsuit was filed against Georgetown and 14 other prominent colleges for allegedly colluding on tuition prices and using a shared method of determining a student's financial aid needs. It's alleged that method may have led to higher tuition prices and favored the admission of students that would be the most financially profitable for the colleges. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump is said to be open to bringing back a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador.
A federal judge told a government lawyer it was extremely troubling that he had no information about the whereabouts of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. A day earlier, the Supreme Court said the administration must facilitate the man's return to the U.S., and President Trump indicated to reporters on Air Force One he would do that if that's what the justices want.
If the Supreme Court said bring somebody back, I would do that. I respect the Supreme Court.
On Monday, the president will host El Salvador's president at the White House. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Measles cases now topping 700. That includes two children who died and one adult as well. New Mexico, Indiana, Kansas, Ohio, and Texas all have outbreaks. This is SRN News. Well, the state of Georgia has new religious freedom law.
Modeled after the federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the legislation bars state and local governments from impeding someone's religious rights in most cases and stopping the enforcement of laws that conflict with an individual's religious expression. Greg Chaffin of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, this law provides a sensible balancing test for courts to use when reviewing government policies that infringe upon the religious freedom rights of Georgians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Library Association unveiling the 10 most challenged books of 2024, and the list demonstrates parents' growing concern about the efforts to promote the LGBT agenda among kids. Topping the list is George M. Johnson's All Boys Aren't Blue, which is an autobiographical work about the author's homosexuality. Number two on the list is Mia Kababi's, quote, Gender Queer. This is SRN News. The U.S. economy receiving another round of encouraging news.
The Labor Department has reported its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers. It was down 0.4% from February, while the March producer prices are up 2.7% year over year. That figure is actually lower than February's mark of 3.2% and 0.6% lower than economists' projections of a jump. A day earlier, the report on the consumer price index rose, showing just a 2.4% rate of inflation last month compared to a year ago, 0.4% above the Fed's target rate of 2%, and the smallest year-over-year gain since last September. George Williams, Washington.
A rebound, albeit a small one, on Wall Street Friday. The Dow was up 619 points, S&P ahead 95, and the NASDAQ climbed 337. More details at srnnews.com.